governor of Maryland has declared a state of emergency and activated the National Guard, trying to stop the zombie apocalypse that has begun in Baltimore as the result of the Black Lives Matter movement. The angry mob now going into their third day of rioting and battling with police, looting and burning stores and cars, destroying public and private property in their path, all in the name of justice, they say, as the result of a man named Freddie Gray who was killed in police custody, as the result of a vicious rough ride, term given.
The same shit that you may deal with, but I handle it different, but Lord knows it be taking a hold of me, a hold of me. I can either handle it right or handle it wrong, and always sing the same old song. But I can't pass the blame nowadays, cause it's all on me, it's all on me. They say that things will always be the same, but I beg to differ. I said, I beg to differ. They say that things will always be the same, to differ. I said, I beg to differ. I said, I beg to differ.
Yeah, y'all. Live life to the fullest. We dodge bullets, fire alarms, pulling. Black bully, sink casket, smack silly. I deal with it different, not really. We brothers from different mothers and beefing over colors, the colors of you. Black, white, red, and blue. So what's a thug to do? But get trapped inside his head when all he ever seen was Hempstead. Let's get bread until I lay dead and make sure these kids is fed. Let's make sure these kids is fed. Shout out the mag, nigga.
I deal with the same shit that you may deal with, yeah. But I handle it different. But Lord knows it be taking a hold of me, a hold of me. I can either handle it right or handle it wrong, and always sing the same old song. But I can't pass the blame nowadays, cause it's all on me, it's all on me. They say that things will always be the same.
Well, obviously, I do wonder where the parents are. When you look at a lot of the people that are throwing the rocks and cutting the hoses, these are decidedly young people. You know, where are their parents? And I don't mean just where are their parents that night. Oftentimes, the older generation talks about the younger generation as though we have nothing to do with who they have become. We do have something to do with who they become. Where were their parents in terms of the values? And look, I often say to people on my show, particularly if they've lost a child or whatever, one of the things I say is, look, during this hour, one thing you won't hear me say is, I know how you feel. Because if you haven't been in someone's shoes, you can't really say how they feel. So, look, I'm sitting here, an old white guy. I can't say I know how these young sure. people feel. I get that. But I can tell you this. Go look at Ferguson. Look at some of the other places that these things have happened. A month later, the mom and pop shops are gone. They're destroying their own community's right. backbone. These people that are underinsured or not insured, they're in there destroying their businesses, right. their lives, their families, their futures, their legacy. They're not helping themselves. No. Come on.